Hey there, 2% Collective. Welcome to a special episode of the 2% Solution Podcast. I'm your host, Diamond Well, and today we're celebrating a day that's not just marked on calendars, but is a big deal in history too. International Women's Day. It's more than just a date. It's a global movement for equality, a tribute to the amazing things women have done, and a reminder that we still have a ways to go to ensure women, men, and all genders are treated the same. Let's take a quick trip back in time. International Women's Day started in the early 1900s during the labor movements in North America and Europe. The first National Women's Day was in the United States on February 28, 1909, thanks to the Socialist Party of America. But Clara Zetkin, a German Marxist, came up with the idea of an International Women's Day in 1910 at an International Socialist Women's Conference in Copenhagen. The idea was to push for equal rights, including the right to vote for women. The idea was a hit. Over 100 women from 17 countries were totally on board, and International Women's Day was born. March 8th became the official date in 1917 after women in Russia protested for bread and peace during World War I. Their protests sparked a revolution, and Russian women got the right to vote. International Women's Day is a big deal because it started as a protest for better working conditions, the right to vote, and of course, equality. We still fight for these things in many parts of the world today. It's a day to remember the brave women who paved the way for the freedoms we enjoy today, and it reminds us that we still have work to do to achieve true gender equality. Studies and reports show that when women are treated equally, it's not just good for them, it's good for everyone. It makes economies stronger, communities more sustainable, and societies more inclusive. But the Global Gender Gap Report says it might take another 100 years to close the gap between men and women at the rate we're going. That's way too long. So International Women's Day is about celebrating women's achievements, fighting for their rights, and pushing for the end of gender inequality. But honoring the women who have fought for the rights and privileges we often take for granted. But let's get personal. I want to take a moment to honor the extraordinary women in my life. To my daughter, Chardonnay and Brie, my wife, Christy, and of course, my mom. This segment is for you. Chardonnay and Brie, you're my inspiration. Watching you grow, embrace your individuality, and step confidently into your journeys fills me with pride. You embody the hope and promise of a future where women can achieve their dreams without barriers. Your strength, intelligent, and compassion remind me daily of the importance of advocating for a world that recognizes and celebrates your potential. Christy, you're my partner in life's dance. You're strong, graceful, and resilient. Your unwavering support and love enrich my life and empower me to be the best version of myself. Your personal and professional achievements are a testament to the incredible woman you are. I'm so grateful for your partnership, laughter, and of all things, your wisdom. And to my mom, the first woman in my life, you laid the foundation for everything I am today. Your sacrifices, your love, your lessons have guided me through every step of my journey. You taught me the value of respect, the power of kindness, and the importance of integrity. Your strength in the face of adversity has been my guiding light, and I owe you an immeasurable debt of gratitude. To these remarkable women and all the women listening, thank you. Your influence shapes the world, and we must ensure it's a world worthy of you. Let's take the spirit of International Women's Day to celebrate, advocate, and elevate women daily. Each of you listening has women in your life who've been pillars, guiding stars, and sources of endless love and wisdom. International Women's Day is a moment to honor them. But let's not confine our gratitude and recognition to a single day. Let's weave appreciation and advocacy into the fabric of our daily lives. This is Diamond Well, reminding you that change starts with the small steps we take every day. Honoring the spirit of International Women's Day means committing to actions that move us toward a world of equality, respect, and recognition for all women, and I'm going to go as far as say, all human beings. Thanks for joining me today for this special celebration. Until next time, let's keep pushing for that 2% solution. advocating for justice and cherishing the extraordinary women in our lives. And you know what? Let's make every day a day for women. Until next time, keep smiling, keep thriving.